Now we're moving on to the next discussion on the program, where Alexandra, Astrid, and Carolina will be talking about blockbusters and success teams. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Natasha. Handover, where we won't let Carolina go just yet, because there's also some interesting experiences with this blockbuster method and little mini teams. So just to remind anybody who's come later, I'm from the second coaching, and I believe Carolina, Astrid are from the third coaching round. And a blockbuster, as opposed to what some people might think, is not a hit film in our language. A blockbuster is a unit of time where you can get things done together. That was Barbara's intention. So it's got stuff that you get done. As Carolina said, working alone, many coaches sometimes have to do, can just be, can be distracting. It could be a bit sad, blah, blah, and you got stuff to do. So we're talking about all sorts of things, about maybe this backward planning you've been doing, and you have a piece of it, and it is doable in a certain amount of time, and you know that, but you haven't done it. And you can schedule a blockbuster with one or more people, and you sit down and then you just say to the other person, this is what I'm going to do right now. So it is to get something off your plate and get it done efficiently. And the accountability is there, of course, as well, because that person's saying, I'm going to do this and you're going to do that. And we will talk again in whatever, 2 hours, 3 hours, depends how you set it up. Astrid and I have had one going. Wait a second, I don't even see Astrid here. I've got the wrong. There you go. Astrid, what do you think about our, or what do you have to add then to our Monday morning blockbusters?
Yes, it's a cool, it's like a fixed point in the calendar where my organism knows there things are getting done. And it's a good reminder. Yes, Barbara told us this almost 10 years ago or 8 years ago. She taught us how to use social media, and we then did blockbusters either at a fixed time, or we had our own Facebook group. And then if somebody had something to get done, he asked for support. And then I'm running a blockbuster now. For the next 2 hours, I'm doing my tech stuff or so. And anybody else would join. This was a cool feeling. And because this was so efficient, we decided, Alexandra, Erica, me, we're doing our regular blockbuster Monday, 10 o'clock in the morning. Check in. Short, how are you doing? What are you doing in the next 2 hours? We keep Zoom on, sometimes keep the cameras on, so we know I'm not the only one who is working in my home office. And then we really get things done. Usually you would just make the laundry nearby, but this time it's kind of accountability. So sometimes we just talk, but usually we try to spend this time really for working.
Yeah. it really helps just to be, know you have that choice, because it's, you can put it in the calendar as a recurring event. The other thing that there is more like a check-in with someone. I just wanted to mention that, because we're trying to get through to say, okay, you have a blockbuster, you have success teams, idea party, buddy calls. What other methods are there to keep in touch? And Eric and I, for example, talked for years. We chose Wednesday morning at 8 or some godly ungodly hour. And we did it for so long. I needed to keep notes. I mean, at some point you're supposed to get accountability and check up on the last person. And what is really interesting, if you keep going with someone, is that when they come up, especially as the scanner, when they come up with that idea again, you go, she just says, I just enrolled in university. And I went, okay, so November 2016, you didn't think that was such a good idea. Remember, we talked through this. And she can tell me, right, but what has changed since then is this. And you go, okay, all right, if you say so, then you go right ahead and do it. It helps you a little bit to keep on track as well. So Carolina had one particular, I really wanted to get her in on this conversation because I found that her particular constellation was fascinating. Can you tell us about that one, Carolina?
Yeah, we had one. It was like Monday morning at 8 o'clock, and this ungodly hour was just chosen because we had 3 Germans and 2 Australians, because there were 2 coaches who were with us in Barbara Scheer's coaching training in Frankfurt. There was one from Australia and Maggie from Tasmania, and we were there. And we met like once a week, and with all these time zones, this was kind of the only time that would fit for all of us. So for them, it was pretty much in the afternoon, and for us, it was early in the morning before we started. And we had it quite a few years. By now, it has kind of, we didn't continue after, I don't know, but it's many years. We actually did it. And then after a while, it just went right out. But it was really fascinating how long it kept going after the Barbara Scheer training. And so I just can encourage everyone who just listens or who wants to do something, don't worry if you're across the world. At the time, we just had Skype. By now, we have Skype and Zoom and whatsoever, BlueJeans, all these tons of programs that popped up with the COVID thing. And you can just, you can work parallel, or you can just exchange on what's your plan for the next week. That was what we did mostly, because working parallel, that didn't quite go with my job. I couldn't do that. We could just see what we were doing, what we were planning on for the next week. And then next week you could check in. Okay, what did you get done, or what did you struggle with? Or at the time, just ask, okay, if you want to get it done by Wednesday, are you going to write a note to us that you did it? Or do you want someone asking you if you did it? Or do you want someone going with you? So we do it together, kind of just whatever together via phone and internet meant.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, sounds good. I had the wrong time written down. I thought we had 5 more minutes for success teams. I hope we can fit that in then later. We have talked about them before. We will be doing an idea party because